described the deaths of the three men as an unbearable tragedy. Retired IDF Brigadier General Israela Oren says many people think Benjamin Netanyahu has failed them.
Many in Israel feel that what happened on October 7th is the result of neglecting the Israeli citizens and taking care of issues like changing our laws and the Supreme Court instead of taking care of our security.
The U.S. Central Command says it shot down 14 drones in the Red Sea. Earlier, a Royal Navy destroyer shot down a suspected drone targeting merchant shipping. A man's been arrested after a van hit a group of people in a town centre in Derbyshire. One man died at the scene in Ilkeston. Two other people were taken to hospital with injuries not thought to be serious. The cost of replacing a boiler could go up significantly next year. Manufacturers say they will increase prices to cover the cost of a government scheme, which aims to boost the transition to clean energy. Rishi Sunak told a right-wing festival in Rome that it's us who decides who comes to our countries and not criminal gangs. The Prime Minister has been meeting with his Italian and Albanian counterparts. Manchester City at home to Crystal Palace among today's 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. Live to Darren Stanage at the Etihad.
And it's City leading at the break thanks to a Jack Grealish goal on 24 minutes. There was a VAR check for over 3 minutes to decide if he was offside. That didn't go down well with the City fans before the goal was given. Henderson has made a couple of decent saves for Palace. City keeper Edison came racing out his goal to fell Mateta. Yellow card given. Elisa hit the free kick over. At the break, City 1, Palace 0.
Goalless between Chelsea and Sheffield United. Luton 1-0 up away at Bournemouth. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic are 2-0 down to Hearts at Parkhead. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Two minutes past four is the time. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into our two.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So there's not much change expected in the weather this evening and overnight. Most parts staying largely cloudy and breezy. Pretty mild though, and minimum temperature overnight is going to be around 7 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow's weather will be similar to what we've seen today. Staying breezy and feeling mild with largely cloudy skies. Maybe the odd bright or sunny interval developing, but a cloud will soon return during the afternoon. Maximum temperatures tomorrow is 10 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Let's go back to 1987 now. This was the biggest selling British single that year. Rick Astley, I'm Never Gonna Give You Up. So our feature non-league this afternoon is a new lodge in the Isthmian Premier League where Billericay Town looking to improve their promotion push. They are taking on struggling Haringey Borough, and watching that match versus Jack Patmore. We can hear a half-time summary from him now.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge. Billericay Town trail Haringey Borough 1-0 in the Isthmian Premier Division. Billericay had an opportunity to get off to a flyer inside 4 minutes as the ball fell to Ben Wells on the edge of the box, and his strike was met by a superb save from Dylan Barnes. The visitors, who have only recorded one league win so far this term, were eager to get another 3 points on the board, and George De Sassi Sani nearly ripped up the form guide as he rattled the bar. Haringey Borough took the lead just before the break as a goal-mouth scramble coincided with the ball coming off George Wind and into the net. An uneventful opening period here as the Blues will look to remain in the playoff places with a win. At the break it remains Billericay Town 0, Haringey Borough 1.
Thanks, Jack. So, disappointing first half of Billericay, and Gary McCann will be looking for a big improvement in the second half from his side. So a few half-time scores which came through quite late after our last went through them in the Premier League. Half-time at St James's Park is Newcastle United 0, Fulham 0. Just to remind you, Fulham had 10 men in that one. Raul Jimenez was dismissed in the first half. He received a straight red card. It's currently half time up there. It's also half time at Roots Hall, where Southend United are 1-0 down at home to second placed Bromley, who scored deep into first half injury time through Corey Whiteley. So the break in Southend 0, Bromley 1. Half time in the Championship at Home Park, it's Plymouth 1, Rotherham 1. And another half time from the National League, it's Ebbsfleet United 0, Barnet 0. In League One, the match between Stevenage and Exeter has restarted, and early in the second half, Carl Piergiani has equalised for Stevenage to make it 1-1. Just going to turn our attention to snooker, because the Scottish Open has been taking place this week, and the first of two semi-finals is currently taking place between England's Gary Wilson and Yulong Zhu of China, and it's a fairly close thing. It's currently Zhu winning by 4-3. The winner will play either Scotland's John Higgins or forgot his name. Now the website's got stuck. Siankam of Thailand is playing John Higgins in the other semi-final at 7 o'clock this evening. Nopon Siankam, sorry, I couldn't remember his first name. He's playing John Higgins tonight. So either Wilson or Zhu will be playing at one of those two in the final. I'll keep an eye on that match. It's still going on. In the Isthmian North, Basildon United have scored in their match at Lowestoft Town, but Lowestoft are still winning 3-1, the league leader. Sami Ali was the scorer for the Bees 7 minutes into the second half. Meanwhile, going to take a look at... oh, it's just been another goal in that game. Basildon's sort of comeback didn't last very long. Lowestoft are now winning by 4-1. There's been another goal in the Championship as well. Watford are 2-1 up at Preston. Mateus Martins, almost immediately after the restart, has scored for the Hornets. Going to focus on darts because the PDC World Championship got for this year got underway at Alexandra Palace in London yesterday, and some of the things that happened on the opening day, and Michael Smith, the defending champion, he survived a huge scare to win his opening match. That was against Dutch debutant Kevin Doet, and Smith, you might recall, beat Michael van Gerwen in the last final, world final back in January, producing an incredible 9-darter, and he beat Van Gerwen 7-4. And he had a tough time against the Dutchman, though, and he was facing the prospect of becoming the first defending champion to lose their opening match in the World Championship since 2009. But he fought back quite brilliantly to go through. He won 3-2. That was a second-round game. That was after Doetz had beaten Stowe Bunce by 3-0. In his first round. Also in the first round, Cameron Menzies beat Rusty Jake Rodriguez 3-0. And Simon Whitlock also went through. The Australian beats Paolo Nebrida in round one by a 3-2 scoreline. And so far today at Ali Pali, there's been some more first round matches. Lee Evans has gone through. He is a debutant at Ali Pali. He won through 3-0 against Sandro Eric Sozing. Also through to round two is Connor Scutt. He beats Christoph Kuick by 3-2 sets to 0. Darren Penhall is also in the second round after beating Jules Van Dongen 3-1. Currently in action are Dave Chisnell and Cameron Menzies, and Chisnell is currently winning 2-1. I'll keep an eye on that one for you. Jam last Christmas. 80 minutes past four. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. In the snooker, in the Scottish Open semi-final, Yulong Zhu of China is currently 5-3 up against England's Gary Wilson. That is still in progress. Getting back to football, though, it's a goal at Stamford Bridge, where Chelsea have taken the lead against struggling Sheffield United. Cole Palmer after 55 minutes for Chelsea. There's been a goal at Victoria Road in the National League. Unfortunately for Dagenham and Redbridge fans, it's gone to visitors Wealdstone, who have gone 1-0 ahead. Redbridge 2, Witton Town 0. Now in ESPN North, Lewis Clark scoring the motor end second, 5 minutes into the second half there. Also in ESPN North, it's now Brightley Sea Region 2, Bowden Pitsey 1. Jake Thompson with Region second, 10 minutes into the second half. And Davis Kayla Dunn has put Mansfield 2-1 up at Crawley in the 56 minutes of that League 2 match. In the Premier League, there's been an equaliser at the Vitality Stadium. Bournemouth have levelled against Luton, who took an early first half lead. Dominic Solanke, the scorer for the Cherries after 58 minutes. And in the Championship, there's been a goal at the Den, where Brooke Norton Cuffey has put Millwall 1-0 ahead against Huddersfield. Stockport 5, Sutton United 0 now in League 2. Paddy Madden has scored his second and Stockport's fifth. In the National League, it's Altrincham 1, AFC 5. One Altrincham have levelled the scores there. Manchester City 2, Crystal Palace 0. Now in the Premier League at the Etihad, Rico Lewis scoring City's second, 9 minutes into the second half. And Watford are now 3-1 up at Preston in the Championship. Ito Kayembe on 53 minutes. Reading have equalised at Lincoln in League One. Harvey Nibbs on 56 minutes for Reading. In the Championship, meanwhile, Swansea have levelled the scores against Middlesbrough. Jamal Lowe on 59 minutes. In League 2, it's Swindon 0, Barrow 2. Sam Foley scoring a second for Barrow just before the hour. St Johnstone 1, Hibs 0 in the Scottish Premiership. Graham Carey for St Johnstone on 57 minutes. Leeds 1, Coventry 0 in the Championship. And it's the prolific Crescencio Somerville who has put Leeds ahead at Elland Road on 58 minutes. Heybridge Swifts 2, Stowmarket Town 0 in ESPN North. Cuba Gordon on 63 for Swifts. And also 2-0 up in ESPN North. Grays Athletic in their game at home to Enfield. Troy Osei-Bobi, the scorer of Grays, second on 61 minutes.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Rugby Union got some half-time scores from the European fixtures taking place this afternoon. In the European Champions Cup, Pool 1, it's Bordeaux 22, Bristol 3. European Challenge Cup, Pool 2, Benetton 17, Perpignan 0, and Lions 14, Newcastle Falcons 6 are half-time scores. More goals in the football, and there's been a second goal for Chelsea at Stamford Bridge in their match against Sheffield United in the Premier League. Nicholas Jackson just after the hour for Mauricio Pochettino's men. Championship, it's Hull 2, Cardiff 0, Scott Swan for Hull after 56 minutes. Barnet have got in front at Ebbsfleet in the National League. Nicky Capamba, 2 minutes after that match restarted for the second half. Red card at St Mary's in the Championship. Blackburn's Callum Britton has been sent off in that game. Southampton still winning by a goal to nil. It's now Hull 3, Cardiff now, Hull 3, Cardiff nil. Another goal has got in that Championship fixture. League 2, Walsall have taken the lead against Tranmere. And there's been a goal at St James's Park in the Premier League. Newcastle United 1, 10-man Fulham 0. Lewis Miley for Eddie Howe's side after 57 minutes. And Mansfield have scored a third at Crawley in League 2. It's now Mansfield 3, Crawley 1. And hashtag United have taken a second half lead. It has been Premier League in their match against Cray Wanderers. Luke May Parrott has put them 1-0 up in the 64th minute at the Len Salmon Stadium. In League One, Wigan have scored at Port Vale, but Port Vale is still winning by 2-1. And I think Aldershot Town have got a severe hangover from their FA Cup upset. They won, as I mentioned earlier, at League Two leader Stockport during the week. But they are 5-0 down at home to fellow Hampshire side Eastleigh in the National League this afternoon. I'll have a travel update for you very soon after we've heard Bob Marley and the Wailers and Jammin'.
Jamming, jamming, jamming.
I wanna jam it with you.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Just coming out to 4:30, let's take a look at what's happening on the roads across our area. It was a bit busy on Ingray Road in Brentwood earlier, going up towards the High Street, but that's looking okay now. Billericay's still a bit busy on the High Street from Southend Road northbound out to Norsey Road. The M25 I mentioned earlier was slow between Junction 27 and Junction 28 on the clockwise carriageway. That's moving okay now, but it is still slow clockwise between Junction 30 for the A13 and the QE2 bridge. And the M11 still has slow traffic, London bound between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. If you're in the Lakeside shopping centre area this afternoon, it is packed with Christmas shoppers, and that's having an impact on the traffic in the Chafford 100 area. It's really busy. The A13 westbound is slow at the Stifford interchange going up towards the M25 junction 30, and the West Thurrock arterial way going into Lakeside is very, very busy as well. Epping High Street is still busy in both directions from Stonards Hill to Station Road. Rayleigh still has delays on the High Street and Crown Hill. Most of the incidents I mentioned earlier in Chelmsford have cleared up now. The only area which is still a bit busy is Springfield Road northbound. That's between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road. You might get held up there. Other than that, Chelmsford is looking okay. I'll have another update around 1 hour from now on the road. So just going to take a look at public transport. Greater Anglia and C2C, absolutely fine. DLR has no service all weekend between Canning Town and Woody Giles. Still, your advice to use the Elizabeth line or replacement buses instead. The Elizabeth line itself is looking fine, as is London Overground. There's a couple of minor delays on the Central line and Hammersmith and City line, but other than that, London Underground is looking okay this afternoon. Just getting back to the football, there's been an equaliser at New Lodge for Billericay Town against Haringey Borough. It's now 1-1 in that Isthmian Premier League game, our featured game this afternoon. Ben Wells has equalised on 72 minutes in that one. Quite a few other goals have gone in too, so I'm just going to run through those for you now. Plymouth 2, Rotherham 1 is the latest score at Home Park in the Championship. Vinazaz has got his second and Plymouth's second, so the Pilgrims are in front against struggling Rotherham. Southampton 2, Blackburn 0. Now Stuart Armstrong scoring the same second after 64 minutes. And Southampton's old rivals Portsmouth are 2-0 up in their match at Shrewsbury in League 1. Oldham have equalised at Solihull Moors in the National League. Nathan Sheeran on 65 minutes, but it's just got worse for Southend United, also in the National League. Bromley are now winning 2-0 at Roots Hall. Michael Cheek, prolific goal scorer for them, former Dagenham with Redbridge and Chelmsford City striker. He has doubled Bromley's lead on 54 minutes. Also losing a Leighton Orient in their League One game at Cheltenham, who won a penalty on 68 minutes. That was converted by Will Goodwin. So they're 1-0 ahead, despite having played most of that game so far with 10 men after they had Ben Williams sent off in the 18th minute. Canvey Island 1, Potters Bar 2. And now Connor Hubble has pulled a goal back at Park Lane in the Isthmian Premier League for Canvey just after the hour. Coventry have equalised at Leeds now. Bobby Thomas on 66 minutes after Crescencio Somerville had given the Leeds the lead on 58. Notts County have pulled one back at Harrogate Town. They had pulled one back through Jody Jones on 67. But almost straight from the restart, Matty Daly scored a third for Harrogate, so Harrogate are now winning by 3-1 in that League 2 game. And it's now Oldham winning 2-1 at Solihull Moors. There's been something of a turnaround in that game in the National League. Yeah, that's correct. Still winning 2-1. I was just double checking. And Haybridge Swift 3, Stowmarket Town 0 in the ESPN North. Sam Bantic scoring his second and Swift's third on 71 minutes. Carlisle have equalised against Northampton in League One. Jack Armour on 67 minutes. It's one apiece in that one. And it's now Haverford Town. Now I've already mentioned that they're being North County by 3-1. Aldershot 1, Eastleigh 5. So Aldershot's have pulled one back, but almost certainly Eastleigh will be taking all 3 points down there. Also in the National League, Maidenhead have taken a second half lead against struggling Kidderminster. And talking of struggling, Colchester United only just above the drop zone in League 2 and now 2-0 down at Wrexham. And Zach Mitchell put the ball in his own net 20 minutes from time. It's been a second goal at St James's Park in the Premier League. It's Newcastle 2, Fulham 0. Miguel Almiron after 64 minutes for the Magpies. In League 2, meanwhile, looks like it's going to be a comfortable win for Barrow at Swindon. Barrow winning 3-0 now. James Chester on 73. Walthamstow now in front at home to Ipswich Wanderers in the ESPN North. Samson Awandu, 16 minutes from time for Stowe. It's now Stockport 6, Sutton 0 in League 2. The leaders running riot against the bottom club this afternoon. Joel Cotterill has scored their 6 on 69 minutes. And it's not going to be a happy start for AJ Ashanike, the new Basildon United manager. They are now 5-1 down at Leaders Lowestoft Town in the ESPN North. Also in the ESPN North, it's now Brightley Sea Region 3, Bowers and Pitsy 1. Derek Asamoah has scored his second and Region's third in the 73rd minute. In League 2, it's Gillingham 0, Bradford City 2. Andy Cook, a scorer of many goals for the Bantams over the last few seasons. He has doubled the visitors lead at Priestfield 15 minutes from time. In League 2, it's Newport 1, Grimsby 0. Omar Bogle for Newport on 72 minutes. Grays 3, Enfield 0. Charlie Stimson on 76 in the ESPN North. So Grays heading for only their second league win of the season at the moment. Championship, Watford are now 4-1 up at Preston. And Charlton have equalised at Barnley in League 1 through Corey Taylor. 20 minutes from time, it is now 1 apiece at Oakwell.
Seduced my landlord, broke in my heart.
That's the Rolling Stones from the Hackney Diamonds album. That's Messing It Up. 20 to 5 on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sports. Still lots happening in the football as we edge towards full time in the 3 o'clock kickoffs, but there's a couple of other things I'm going to focus on first. First off in racing, the 4:15 at Newcastle. First was number one, We Fat Mac, the 7-4 favourite. Second was number 10, Stallone, priced at 14-1. And third was number 6, Dr. Mozart, priced at 9-2. There were a total of 11 runners in that race. And getting back to the PDC World Darts Championship, the afternoon session has finished at Alexandra Palace. The final match to finish was the one between Dave Chisnall and Cameron Menzies in round two. And it was a rather nervy affair by all accounts, but Chizzy has forced his way through to round three. He beat Menzies 3-1. He was made to work for his place in the third round. It was a pretty tricky tie. He missed his first five darts at double as Menzies claimed the first set, whilst the second set nearly went the Scots way as well, as Chisnall let a 2-0 leg advantage slip for it to be taken into a decider, which seemed to spur him on because he rattled off four legs in a row to move up 2-1. But Menzies didn't throw in the towel. He claimed the opening leg of the decisive fourth set. But in the end, Chisnall held out to claim a 3-1 victory and go through to round three. Just to let you know what matches are happening this evening, it's Jamie Hughes of England. He is in a first round match against David Cameron. No, not that one. David Cameron of Canada. King Barry of Ireland is playing Reynaldo Rivera in the other round, another round one match, and also England's Scott Williams against Haruki Muramatsu of China. And there's one more second round match taking place this evening. Scotland's Gary Anderson against Simon Whitlock of Australia. That is the Saturday night to line up at the Ali Pally. Back to football now, though, and lots more things happening. A couple of red cards for a start. Rotherham have had Daniel Ayala sent off at Plymouth. Plymouth are still winning by 2-1. There's also been a red card in League 2 where Crawley's Jay Williams has been dismissed in the second half of their match against Mansfield. Mansfield winning by 3-1. Middlesbrough have got into a late lead at Swansea, winning 2-1 thanks to a 78th-minute goal from Samuel Silvera. Wigan have equalised at Port Vale in League 1. It's now 2 apiece. Charlie Wyke on 77 minutes. Altrincham have got in front against AFC Fylde in the National League. Altrincham 2, Fylde 1 is the scoreline. In the ESPN Premier League, in the game of the day, where leaders Hornchurch have travelled to second place Chatham Town. At the moment, the Urchins are heading for their first defeat of the season in the league. And to add insult to injury, their former striker, veteran Chris Dixon, has put Chatham into the lead 15 minutes from time. It's Chatham 1, Hornchurch 0. There's been another goal in the match between Manchester City and Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Palace have pulled one back through Jean-Philippe Mateta, 14 minutes from time. But Man City is still winning 2-1 thanks to goals on the side of halftime from Jack Grealish and Rico Lewis. Elsewhere in ESPN North, it's Brighton City Region 4, Bowers and Pitsy 1. Now Bradley Russell scoring Region's 4 for 11 minutes from time. Grimsby have equalised at Newport in League 2. Danny Rose on 79 minutes. Spirited comeback from Aldershot Town against Eastleigh in the National League. They've actually scored twice, but Eastleigh is still winning 5-2. So I'm guessing they've probably thrown caution to the wind there. And Chelmsford City, they took an early lead at St Albans City in the National League South, but the home side are now winning by 2-1. It's now Preston 1, Watford 5 in the Championship. Ismail Kone, after 77 minutes, scored Watford's 5th. In League 1, Oxford United have doubled their lead against Burton Albion. They are now winning 2-0 with Ruben Rodriguez scoring his 2nd, 7 minutes from time. Also in League 1, Carlisle are now 2-1 up against Northampton. And in League 2, it's now Doncaster 0, Morecambe 4, David Tutonda, 10 minutes from time for Morecambe. Rochdale, no, that's still 0-0, Rochdale and York in the National League. I think Rochdale found it there, but it's been ruled out. Isthmian North Grays Athletic are heading for victory against Enfield. They're 4-0 up now. Aaron Gordon after 85 minutes. Derby have taken a late lead against Wickham in League 1, 7 minutes from time. It's now Port Vale 3, Wigan 2. Ethan Chisley has completed his hat-trick, 7 minutes from time for Port Vale. Chesterfield, leaders in the National League. Now 2-0 up. No, they were 2-0 up at Hartlepool. That's been ruled out. And looks like Hornchurch heading for their first reverse of the season in the Isthmian Premier League. They are now 2-0 down at Chatham Town in second place. National League, it's now Solihull Moors 1, Oldham 3. And in... Chesterfield's goal at Hartlepool was ruled out. It is still 1-0 to Chesterfield in the National League. And it's Billericay Town 1, Hammingay Borough 2 in the Isthmian Premier. Hammingay have scored 3 minutes from time to go 2-1 ahead. In the Isthmian North, meanwhile, a late goal for Maldon Tiptree away to second place. Phoenix Stonewalton United. Lewis Britton, 3 minutes from time for the Jammers, has given them a 1-0 lead. And looks like it's going to be a comfortable win for Portsmouth at Shrewsbury in League One this afternoon. Pompey, 3-0 up going into the last few minutes.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Getting back to the football with full-time approaching in the 3 o'clock kickoffs, and there's been a late equaliser for Leighton Orient. Shaq Ford has levelled for the O's at Cheltenham a minute from time. It's now 1-1 in that League One game. Colchester United have scored late on at Wrexham, but the home side are still winning 2-1 in that League Two game. And in the National League, it's now Ebbs Fleet. Barnett's got a second. I think that's been ruled out. In the Premier League, it is now Newcastle United 3, Fulham 0. Dan Byrne, 8 minutes from time for the Magpies, looking very comfortable for them. Late equaliser for Sheffield Wednesday against fellow strugglers Queen's Park Rangers at Hillsborough in the Championship. Bailey Ty Katamasri scoring for the Owls 4 minutes from time. League One, it's now Oxford United 3, Burton Albion 0. Marcus McGrain, a minute from time for Oxford United. And at Kassam Stadium, Woking are 2-1 up at Dorking. Paul DeSue scored 5 minutes from time for Woking. Stockport 7, Sutton United 0. Isaac Olorofe, the scorer of Sutton. Stockport's 7th. 4 minutes from time. Red card in another league game. That's the one between Crewe and Accrington. Luke Offord of Crewe dismissed late on. It's currently 2 apiece in that one. Rotherham have scored a late equaliser at Plymouth in the Championship. It's 2 apiece at Home Park. Bolton have scored late on against Bristol Rovers in League One. Owen Toll, 6 minutes from time, but Bristol Rovers are still winning by 2-1. And in the racing, not got any more results yet. I thought we were going to have one, but it's 4:45 at Newcastle. That has yet to come through. In the snooker, Scottish Open semi-final, it's England's Gary Wilson against Yulong Zhu of China, and it's really close in that one. They have won 5 frames each.
I think I'm sophisticated, cause I'm living my life like a good homo sapien. But all around me everybody's multiplying, and they're walking around like firemen. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in their cages in the zoo, man. Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, cause I'm a strict vegetarian. But with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation and the crazy politicians, I don't feel safe in this world no more. I don't wanna die in a nuclear war. I wanna sail away to a distant shore and make like an ape man. Traffic rumble. But give me half a chance and I'd be taking off my clothes and living in the jungle. Cause the only time that I feel at ease is swinging up and down in a coconut tree. Oh, what a life of luxury. City alive and make like an ape man. La la la.
That's the Kingston eight-man loss of football scores to go through. Before I do, though, the Premier League game between Bournemouth and Luton has been abandoned this afternoon after Tom Lockyer, Luton Town player, I understand he collapsed off of the ball. Lockyer, who's Luton Town captain, collapsed near the centre circle in the 65th minute of the match at the Vitality Stadium. The players were sent down the tunnel. He was given immediate medical attention and treatment on the pitch before being taken off on a stretcher to a round of applause from all the spectators. He was said to be alert and responsive in the tunnel. The game was 1-1 when it finished, but common sense has prevailed there, and that match was abandoned. And of course, we pray that Tom Lockyer makes a recovery and that he's okay. Lots of late goals and lots of full times coming in now. And what a comeback from Leighton Orient. They have scored. They scored twice in a minute from time. Jack Ford found the net. And in the 94th minute, Ethan Gareth-Braith made it 2-1. And he also nicked all 3 points at Cheltenham. So big well done to them. It's finished Cheltenham 1, Leighton Orient 2. Quite a few other late goals as well. Southend United have scored late on through Brooklyn Cabangolo against Bromley, but Bromley is still winning 2-1 down at Roots Hall. I'm just going to focus on the full times now. Grays Athletic 4, Enfield 0. That is a full time score in the Isthmian North. And it's now Dagenham River Beach 0, Wealdstone 2. They're still playing down at Victoria Open. The Daggers are heading for defeat there. National League victory for leaders Chesterfield at Hartlepool this afternoon. They won by 1-0. Defeat for Chelmsford City this afternoon in the National League South. Poor result for them. They lost 2-1 away at St Albans. And not happy afternoon for Basildon United and their new manager AJ Ashanike. They lost 5-1 away to the leaders Lowestoft Town in the Isthmian North. Wingate and Finchley 2, Concord Rangers 0. They're still playing in that one, and Concord have had Dwayne Achimpong sent off late on there. Scottish Premiership, it's finished Livingston 0, Kilmarnock 0. Victory for Hashtag United in the Isthmian Premier League. They've beaten Cray Wanderers by 1-0 this afternoon. Late equaliser for Northampton, Carlisle. Kieran Bowie in the third minute of injury time, and at secured them a point. It's finished Carlisle 2, Northampton 2. Also in League 1, Peterborough have won 1-0 at Fleetwood. In the National League, it's finished Altrincham 2, AFC Fylde 1. Late equaliser for Ebbsfleet against Barnet. No goal by Barnet. It's Ben Coker, former Southend United player, gave Ebbsfleet an equaliser. I think they're still playing in that one. And in League 2, it's finished Crawley 1, Mansfield 3. All over in the Scottish Premiership, St Mirren 0, Motherwell 0. I'll do the other scores after the news. It's 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.